say is thank God this
morning.
Amen. He's a mighty God.
Amen.
A God that won't never fail, Sister
Amen.
David. But he'll be right there, Brother David. When you reach out and grab him a hold.
Yeah.
Let God bless our soul
this
morning. I come to give a blessing. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But I come this morning. I pray for all them home. I said, God, please, I said, give us a good service.
Yeah.
We need it. Our soul was begging for a service.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get mine. I don't know what y'all going to do, but I'm going to get mine, Brother Johnson. I'm going to get it. Lord, I'm looking for a blessing.
Yeah.
If I have to crawl on my knees, if I have to take yard this thing down and run, I'll try my best, Sister Lisa, to do it.
Right.
I feel good in my soul.
Yeah.
I want to sing that song. Lisa, get on the piano. And you're going to play around here this morning. We come to worship God, baby. If we want to go see Caleb again, we better get on our bending knees and go to worshiping God like the Lord
said.
That's what we come to church for. Worship God in spirit and in who?
Truth.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, praise God.
I thank God. Come on, Amy. Carrie, you can sing this song you can come to. I woke up this morning feeling fine.
Okay.
I woke up dating with happy to you. See, I love my I'm a little your seat. Smile.
Yeah.
He come by most. See, my.
Praise the Lord.
God wants us to little you come up higher, on higher ground.
Get
on higher ground, Brother Tony. You may come swinging out of that rolling chair you and sis back there.
Yeah.
Who knows what God can do? Then he can do so much for us we don't even know what God can do. We're so slack sometimes, and I'm talking about myself. But I thank God that he didn't leave me because I was a little slack. But he picked me up and took me up again. He's always there when we need him. Praise God. Is that all right this morning?
Yeah, it's all right.
I woke up this morning in my new song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hold it now.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you one thing. If you come to church to sit on the pew and not do nothing, you don't even need to be at church. Do you hear what I said? If you didn't come to worship God, what are you doing here?
Come on.
Hey, I come to praise God.
Praise God.
At least I come to praise God.
Right.
Carrie, I'm here to praise God.
Praise
Eddie,
God.
I'm here to praise God.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Well, what are you doing sitting around trying to do
that?
Praise
the Lord.
Praise God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you one thing. If Carrie was here, she would be singing that song. She'd be praising God. She don't want to come back here. And I wouldn't have her back here for nothing, Brother Sammy. And that's my own flesh and blood. That's my daughter. But she's in heaven. She's rejoicing. While we're sitting down here trying to get in the Spirit, trying to get the Lord to bless. And some of us act like we're dumb dogs that can't bark. Sammy.
Yeah.
You know one thing, I'll soon be 80 years old, but God may call me to preach it. I feel something down in my soul.
Yeah,
I don't know where y'all feel
that.
I feel it. If we don't go to praising God, we're going to be sitting on the bench left when He comes.
Right.
We're not going with Him, Brother Johnson. We're going to be sitting right here. He's going to be coming, gone.
Yeah.
And the ones that's ready, Brother Sammy's going with him.
Yeah.
And the rest of us that don't want to get in and praise God, they're going to sit on the bench and keep warming the bench in hell fire. They're going to live forever.
Praise
God.
Yeah. That's all right.
I'm stirred up this morning.
Yeah.
I'm stirred up.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Take this whole world, what you mean, Jesus? You take this whole world, what you mean, Jesus? Take this whole world, what you mean, Jesus? They won't turn back, they won't turn back. For a star. Oh,
We got people here that's depressed this morning.
Yeah.
You're broke. Your heart's broke.
Yes.
But you know, we got to serve God even if our heart is broke.
That's right.
Go on. We got to keep going on.
Yeah.
Look up to Jesus.
Look up to the Lord.
He said, I'll supply your needs according to my riches and glory. How many riches has God got in glory?
All we need.
He didn't say our wants, Brother Sammy, but he said, all I need. Some of you are so burned down this morning that you're in the church, but your mind is somewhere else.
Come on.
But God is able to move. God just gave me this. When you see me standing still, I'm listening to God as He begins to speak to me. I know my God, girl. I know when He speaks to me. Diva, your heart is so burdened this morning. He is so burdened that you can't hardly make it. But God is going to help you. God is going to lift that load. You got to put your trust in God.
Trust in the Lord.
If you will, I'm not very able, but we got Sammy here. There's Daryl and the rest of them. You need, and Jonathan, you come on with them. You need prayer. You can't go on like you're going, Dina.
No.
I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I'm giving you DDOCI. I come to the Lord. What I did you see? I see them all. Jesus sees your needs. He's going to supply.
Yeah.
But you got to make a step where He can bless your soul and take your burden away. Come on, Damon. We're going to pray with you.
Yeah, Heavenly Jesus.
Your heart is loaded down.
Yeah.
You can't get a blessing without God. She needs help bad. I wish I could take her in my arms and give her the blessing she needs this morning. But I can't do it. But God can. Help her this morning.
Thank you.
thank you, Lord. Touch your feet. Touch your Lord in the name of Jesus.
Created love this morning. the God of heaven. He's the creator of love. Praise the Lord. We got to look to him. If you want to find love and peace, joy in this life, you better look to God. Amen. Look to the Lord. Amen. He's the one that's got the abundant supply of everything we need this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God this morning. Praise the Lord. Some of them holler, once saved, always saved. You can't tell that to Lot's wife. You can't tell that to her this morning. Once saved, always saved. You can't tell her that. I guarantee you that this morning. If you could speak to her this morning, she'd tell you, don't turn around. Don't drown. Well, how'd that? Don't turn around, don't drown. Well, there's some kind of way we need to put it where you turn around and don't burn. Amen.
Right.
Turn around and hold on to Jesus. Let Him correct them ways. Let Him lead you in the paths of righteousness. Amen. He's the one that can do it. Praise the Lord. I don't put myself up for nothing this morning. The more of God gives me. Brother Sam, I woke up yesterday morning repenting. I had the Lord on my mind, but I was repenting. I just felt such an insignificant, like an insignificant being for God. Look at your past and look at your record. Just seemed like you've been so insignificant. Well, like God, you wouldn't be nothing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You can read it for yourself. It's right there in the first chapter or two of Revelations. He said to repent. Amen. Praise the Lord. Repenting is part of it. Repenting is part of serving God. Amen. Don't tell me you ain't never sinned. Don't tell me you ain't never come short. Amen. Because the Bible tells us this. God said, if you have not sinned, you make Him a liar. Amen. He said He would be our advocate. And yeah, that's what He meant. He knew we'd be coming up short. Huh? When He said He'd be our propitiation, that means He'll be our interceptor. Amen. You ever heard them called the interceptor? Boy, they fast. You know, them police interceptors they used to have, boy, them was a fast car, that motor. But I tell you something, they ain't nothing faster than Jesus. Amen. As soon as you say, Lord, forgive me, it's done. If you mean it from your heart, praise the Lord. I think what we'll do is turn the service over to Sister Amy. I'm pretty sure she's got something for us. The service ain't over with yet. Y'all, I tell you, Sister Peggy has some good advice for us this morning. We need to come to church with Jesus on our mind. Amen. I know we can have heaven on our mind too, but we need to focus on the Lord more.
I appreciate the Lord this morning. Y'all help me out. My voice is still real bad. But we've had a good start with this thing this morning, ain't we, Sister Dana? Sometimes the Lord has to give somebody something to come right up our alley. We can't, you know, sometimes messages, they're general, you know, they could be for anybody. Anybody could take them. Brother Sam, you know how it is. Anybody could. Advice for anybody. And then sometimes you got to come straight down the street and knock on your door, Sister Dana, and tell you just what you need. I like them either way. But I tell you what, when the Lord personalizes you, Brother Sam, and says, I'm coming for you, that means something. When the God of all heaven comes down and says, I see your need, as small as it is to me, as large as it is to you, I see it, and I'm coming straight for you. I'm not going to give you a generalizing message. I'm going to come right for you. I appreciate the Lord this morning, and if you have your Bibles, I'm going to be kind of all over the place with the reading, so y'all pray for me and help me out. It's the first place of reading is Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, and this is a very popular scripture, and I actually think I've used this scripture in some messages before, a few weeks ago, but the Lord led us back here, and we're just following the Lord, so we're going to go right back where He takes us. That's Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, if you will, turn with me to Jonah. I know the book of Jonah is not that popular, used a whole lot. But the Lord's leading us back into Jonah. That's Jonah. Chapter 9. I'm sorry. First place of scripture is chapter 1 and verse 1. And then we're going to be moving to chapter 9. But Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of the Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it. Cry against it. For their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go to with them to unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, if you will, flip over. Not chapter 9, chapter 4. I'm sorry. Chapter 4. Y'all pray for me when you're trying to do stuff for the Lord. The Lord's feast to move because the devil wouldn't be hindering. So, chapter 4, and start with verse 3. But this pleased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Now skip down to verse 9. That's where I missed that one bit. And God said to Jonah, Dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? The last place of two places of scripture is John. I want to turn to John in the New Testament. Chapter 1. In verse 43. That's John. Chapter 1 and verse 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Read verse 46 again. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. The last place of scripture is in Romans. And I know I've kind of got a lot of scripture here, but y'all, stay with me. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. I appreciate the Lord this morning. Y'all help me out. Because my nose is running and my sinuses are stopped up. But that's not going to stop us this morning, Brother Samuel. He said, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Brother Samuel, that's kind of like where we live. A man told Mama one time, said, You look like you from Gibson. And Mama said, What does that look like? Gibson in the ghost town, says the other day. Nothing down there in Gibson. It's a wasteland down there, Brother Sammy. We down there in the boonies, down there on the other side of Gibson. So when he said, You look like you're from Gibson, she said, What does that look like? What do I look like? Some kind of ragamuffin? And that's what Nathaniel said. He said, You say this man is all this, he's from Nazareth. Can there any good thing, Brother Sammy, come out of Nazareth? Okay? Y'all help me out. And Jonah, the Lord told him, said, I want you to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel. They don't know, Brother Johnson, that what they do down there is wrong. And I want you to go tell them. Little known, little required. Much known, much is required. But Nineveh was a bad city.
And that was on the outside of Jerusalem, Sister Lisa. That wasn't in his normal preaching zone. That wasn't where he was typically preaching at and prophesying at and telling people about the way they should go. He had to go outside the wall of Israel. The Lord said, you go way down yonder. And Nineveh was about like going to Egypt land, Brother Sammy. He said, you go way down yonder to that sinful city. Now Jonah said, well, Lord, they're doing things down there that I've never had to preach against before. If the church is not doing it, you ain't got to preach against it. I ain't got to come in here, Brother Sammy, and say, listen, women, I'm tired of y'all cutting y'all's hair. There ain't nobody in here doing that. I ain't got to say, listen, women, I'm tired of y'all wearing your shirts down here and your skirts up here. I ain't nobody doing that. I ain't got to preach that in the church. Jonah said, I ain't never had to go and preach the stuff you telling me to preach. I ain't never had to go to such a barren place, such a horrible place, and preach anything. He said, Lord, why don't you just wipe them off the map? This is Nineveh we're talking about. This ain't the city of Jerusalem where everything is nice and dandy. This ain't the city of Bethlehem where everything's working good and they accept the message because they know the message. This ain't the regular old city of Galilee where everything is going fine, preaching just like I want it, getting all the amens I want, and there ain't no trials and tribulations down in Galilee. You want to send me to a godforsaken place like Nineveh? He said, why don't you just destroy them, Brother Sammy? Why don't you just wipe them off the map and save me the trouble? Can any good thing come out of Nineveh? He went down there after he'd done been in the whale's belly. Done been kicked off the ship. Y'all help me out. It's fixing to get good. I can feel my hair going the wrong way. It's fixing to get good. I'll tell you this, Sister Dina. After he done been through all of them troubles and all of them trials, disobeying God and going in the opposite direction, he had to go twice as far to get back where he was supposed to be because he started off facing the wrong way. So he had to come all the way back and go straight back to Nineveh. And when he got to Nineveh, they just took that word in just like that. And Jonah said, Lord, now they've taken the word, but they don't deserve the word. We need to take the word back from them. So he sat on a hill far back enough where he wouldn't get seen. She said, Lord, this is going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Just wipe them out. And I'm going to sit back and watch. I got a front row seat on the top of the hill. Y'all hit me out, speaking to get good. I can feel it. So he sat back on top of that hill. And that guy, we tell our kids you get crisscross applesauce. That's a good comfortable position. Hands in your lap. Eyes on Miss Amy. Eyes on Miss Amy. Eyes on Nineveh. Lord, whenever you're ready, I got my popcorn. I'm good. Blow them up. The Lord said, why are you mad? Jonah said, if you're not going to kill them, kill me. I want to die. Sister Lisa, let me tell you something. Sometimes you have to go into Nineveh when you really like to go in Jerusalem. Sometimes, Brother Sammy, things don't work out like we want them to. Sometimes it ain't a land of milk and honey. Sometimes you're sitting in the desert and all you got for shame is a gourd. And in one night, Sister Lisa, the gourd is gone and it's withered down. And you're sitting in the hot sun and Jonah was getting singed. But can something good come out of Nineveh? Yes, it can. He said, everything I do for your good. Everything I do has a purpose. Without planning around it and making it purposeful, Brother Sammy, if it wasn't for your good, it wouldn't have happened. He said, can any good thing come out of Nineveh? He said, I know. What did Jeremiah say? Anybody got their books? What did he say? And it's read it, didn't he?
I know thoughts that I think for you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Right, Brother Sammy. An expected end. I have thoughts towards you. Brother Sammy, there is a God on high sitting around thinking about you. There's a God up there, Sister Lisa, with all he's got to do and all the people he's taking care of. Thinking about little old Lisa Henson in Hamlin, North Carolina. He said, I know the thoughts that I think about you. And I tell you what, if it wouldn't have been for your good, I wouldn't have sent you to Nineveh. Get out of the fish's belly and go on where you're supposed to be. It don't look like we want it to. It don't sound like we want it to. He said, John said, I ain't the bitter and I ain't the sweet. Sister Lisa, Nineveh is bitter. And it's hard to swallow. And it comes down like a bunch of chunks. And when it hits the bottom, it makes your stomach hurt, Brother Jonathan. And you get sick. And you double over in cramps. But I tell you what, if you want Jerusalem after Nineveh, you got to keep Nineveh down.
I tell you why the Lord gave me this message. For one reason. There's a lot of us. We suffered about Cameron. Brother Sammy, I am suffering. Brother Sammy, you are suffering. We are Sister Lisa is suffering. Mama is suffering. Grandma Peggy is suffering. Carrie, we are suffering. It's hard and the road's long and heavy. We didn't think we was going to get a Nineveh. We didn't think we was going to have to face Nineveh where it was hard, hot, and we were going to be alone without Cameron. We didn't think the Lord was going to send us through the belly of the whale, past Tarshish and right into Nineveh. We just knew we was coming into the home gates of Jerusalem, running full force. We just knew it, Brother Sammy.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Lord changed direction and sent us right back to Nineveh. We were headed straight for Tarshish. The Lord turned us right around and sent us right back to them. That was a shock, Sister Lisa. We were shocked, Brother John. Brother Jonathan, you're suffering too. I tell you what, I said up here, I said, she was like my mama. She was like Brother Jonathan's mama too, wasn't she? That was our mama up there. It's like she had three kids. Instead of one, that was our mama, we had to lay to rest the other week. We just knew we were going to Nineveh, Jerusalem. And the Lord turned us right back around, Sister Lisa, and put us in Nineveh. Can any good thing come out of Nineveh? This is God you're talking about. He planned Cameron's life from the start to the finish. On May 22nd, the Lord was up there. People say, well, he don't know our feelings. He don't know. He's not paying us no attention. On May 22nd, he was up there thinking about Cameron. And ever since then, he's been around up there thinking about us. He said, I don't do anything that isn't for your good. Brother Sammy, there's been blessings that come out of this. He's just told Cameron, I said, he's going to fix you and Sammy at the same time. She's been fixed and you've been fixed. Truth to be told, she's a lot better off than we are. We're worried and we're so sad, but I tell you what, if we were to snatch her back down here, she'd be so mad at us she couldn't stand it because she's around the throne. We're fighting and striving and living so we can die and make it home too. When you look at it like that, it's hard to be upset, Sister Lisa. She was running and running and running and running, and she ran right on home. Can any good thing come out of Nineveh? Brother Sammy, you didn't come out of Nineveh. That's a good thing right there. That's a good thing that's come out of Nineveh. Can any more good come out of Nineveh? I feel like he's going to bless each of us. I believe, Mama, you're going to have your own blessing out of Nineveh. Your own blessing. Sister Lisa, you're going to have your own blessing out of Nineveh. You're going to have your own blessing out of Nineveh. Sister Carrie, you're going to have your own blessing out of Nineveh. And Brother Sammy, you are the other half of Caleb.
The two, when y'all said your vows, the two became one. Half is in heaven and half is sitting on the pews. So you will continually be blessed. I can see where you've been digging some. I can see the dirt's down with some. Keep digging. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing good, Brother Sandy. Keep digging. I can see a lot of that dirt. You are just before the surface. Keep digging. Keep digging. Sister Lisa, we need encouragement this morning. And all we have this morning is each other. I have you, and you have me. Whether you believe it or not, Sister Ethel, I have you, and you have me. Brother Sandy, you have Sister Lisa. Do you know that? Sister Lisa, you have Sandy. Do you know that? Sister Dina, you have Sister Lisa. Sister Dina, you have Aunt Marcel. We are all, you are all in my care, and I am in your care. Mama, everybody in here is in your care. We are nothing if we are not unified. No matter how we dispute, no matter what we disagree about, no matter who we don't like, no matter what they say that we don't like, all we have is each other. We don't have Cameron anymore. And there are few and few and few that are coming to sit on these pews. What if another one of us leaves? We can't fall apart. We must stay together. You ain't got to sit in that desert by yourself. We can all sit on that hilltop and watch the good come out of Nineveh. We don't have to sit up there by ourselves, Brother Sam, in the searing wind, in the searing heat. We can sit up there together, Malone Grace's Chapel, the church on the hill that's going to be through so many battles. We'll sit on that hill together and we'll watch the good come out of Nineveh. Nathaniel said, I don't believe. Philip told him, said, well, come and see. Get up from Brother C, Brother Sammy, because there will be good that comes out of Nineveh. There's already been a lot of crooked paths that's been made straight, Sister Lisa. We got a lot to be thankful for. Now, I'm not preaching this morning that you don't need to cry. I'm not preaching that you don't need to be sad. But I am preaching that when you need somebody, Sister Lisa, come and find me. When you need something, Sister Ethel, you come and find me, because we're few and far between. And Cameron was like, it's like a pillar, and that wall has been knocked out. Brother Sammy had to come down to my house. Well, he's had to fix my house, because me and Mama can't fix my house. So Brother Sammy has been fixing my house. And the other day, he had to put in a door, and one of my posts was a two before, one of my, what do you call them, braces? Stud that helps the roof hold stuff together, holds the wall together, keeps the roof up, makes the sheetrock look nice, helps me if I want to nail something to it, because you can't nail nothing to sheetrock. You must nail it through sheetrock, and you must hit a stud, because if you don't hit a stud, it will fall down. Well, my stud was a two before, two by two. Two by two. And it's supposed to be a two by four. So, Brother Sammy come down there and seen the problem, and he fixed it. Okay? But when Cameron passed away, it was kind of like that side of the wall been knocked out. That stud, Brother Sammy, just bam. And there's a hole in the wall. The wind's getting in, and the storm is raging. There's a lot of tears. Like Grandma said, a lot of people's depressed. But Brother Sammy come back by and put a two before. A little bit better board. The Lord's going to help us get better and better and better. And it's not, Grandma, that we don't miss her. But it's that we take what we're going through and we learn from it. And we realize, Sister Lisa, we got more to go to heaven for than we had yesterday. But right now, the trial facing us, Brother Sammy, is getting through Nineveh. We got to get through Nineveh and get better. Let's get better. I appreciate the Lord this morning. And I'll tell you what. I know them days is rough and long. I have rough and long days. I heard a song the other day. It was talking about being jealous of the angels. And I don't really typically listen to songs like that. But somebody was playing it. And I overheard it. And I got to thinking about Cameron. How, not that you won't hurt him back, but Brother Sam was almost like,
just want to go home sometime, you know. And I got to thinking about that song, and I said, that ain't what I can do. I got to live until it's my time to die. I got to make it through now. But I appreciate the Lord this morning, and I feel like we need to go around the altar and pray, because I feel like that message kind of hit us all. And it wasn't a general message. It was directly for everybody. Let's gather around and pray, just like if you would.
Suffered the trials, the oppression.